Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today up to 24, Joburg 22 and Mvombela high of 26 degrees.
In Klerkop on Zierfontein Avenue, that collision near Klerkop still causing slow moving traffic in the area.
In your sport, defending champion Iga Swiatek through to the quarters at Indian Wells after rain affects a number of the day's matches. And former long jump world champion Luva Manyonga's long-awaited return has been postponed due to a hamstring injury.
We start with all things budget. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana is due to deliver his revised budget this afternoon after last month's address was postponed due to objections within the Government of National Unity over a proposed 2% VAT hike. The VAT hike of some sort is still set to be on the cards, with the question, if indeed it comes into effect, when will we have to start paying?
It becomes legislation once it goes through the parliamentary process, debated, and then Parliament then makes a budget vote. Again, that vote has to be voted for, and it becomes law. That's why you hear SARS then has to implement it. It has to be, have legal consequences.
Economist Planty Pai says Godongwana will this afternoon only table the budget proposals, and that then has to go through the whole legislative process before it is implemented. Meanwhile, COSATU plans to be back in the streets of various provinces to protest any VAT hike.
It makes no sense to bleed dry those who pay the taxes and ignore those who don't.
COSATU's Matthew Park says they hope that the postponement of the budget has led to a bold, progressive and people-centred budget and away from austerity budget cuts.
Revenue must be secured through investing in SARS by providing it the resources it needs to tackle tax evasion, costs and fraud. An additional 2 billion rand annually into SARS will enable it to boost tax compliance from 64 to 67%.
On the Gauteng East Rand, the city of Ekurhuleni is scheduled to brief the media this morning about yesterday's deadly bus crash on the R21. The death toll has risen to 16. The bus is said to be owned by the Ekurhuleni municipality and was transporting passengers from Katlehong to Kempton Park. Authorities say the driver seems to have lost control when he tried to avoid another car that changed lanes. To international news, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country is ready to accept an immediate 30-day ceasefire in the war with Russia following peace talks with the US in Saudi Arabia. The deal covers the entire front line of the fighting with Moscow, not just the air and sea. Zelensky says it's now up to America to convince Russia to agree to the deal. On his part, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio says if Russia rejects this offer, then the world will know what the impediment is to peace.
We'll take this offer now to the Russians, and we hope that they'll say yes, that they'll say yes to peace. The ball is now in their court.
And he may now be the most powerful man in control of the largest economy in the world, but there is a whole new generation who doesn't know that Donald Trump was once the presenter of a TV show where he said every week,
Gene, but I think you're fired.
You've been lazy, you've been nothing but trouble, and now you cut them off as they're fighting each other for who should be fired. Michael.
Yes, sir.
You're fired.
You just come in here with that negative attitude. Disgraceful. Should never have happened.
You're fired.
Reruns of The Apprentice, the reality TV show that propelled Donald Trump into the US national consciousness, are very popular on Amazon Prime Video. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is now one of Trump's good friends and was granted a front row seat at the inauguration in January.
What I like about the guy is the fact that he's living proof that you could be anything.
Yeah.
How many people will take you seriously if you say, I want to be an American president, and you've been doing stuff like that? And you've been bankrupt a couple of times.
Yeah. Yes, yes. You know, and, you know, listening to this and editing this, speaking your mind very clearly.
Never held back.
You know exactly where you will stand with him.
Yeah. No, tremendous.
Vladimir Zelensky was a comedian.
There we go.
Old Vladimir.
Yeah.
Comedian and
an actor, and yeah, most famously known for acting as a president, playing the role of a president in a series.
You lie.
And then became the president.
Sometimes I think to myself, it's like